Put some beer in your ear, the perfect pour way.
What way is that?
The hard way.
The hard way. We podcast the hard way.
We podcast the hard way. We sweat the small.
Welcome pods. To the perfect pour indie beer, craft beer podcast. I am Mikey.
Also beards.
There's beards too. There are three beards here. Mine is weak.
Trace beards.
I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt. Hello.
Here we go. I'm back. All three. No guests. Matt is back. It's exciting. Exciting.
That's what you get.
We're gonna hang out and drink beer. We're gonna talk about craft beer and
read a book.
Point out some beers maybe we should read a book. Point out some beers maybe you should look for. And discuss what the hell we did on Untappd for the week. And also listen to the listeners call us.
Listen to the listeners.
Listen.
The complaint line.
To the listener. Yep. But first, let's get to our tailgating beers. We like to tailgate before the show starts. Have a couple beers. Get lubed up.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Liquid.
First, we had one from Chew Your Beer. Sinus, we got some beer from Chew Your Beer.
It's kind of old.
Listener.
1217.
Oh, my gosh.
Ancient.
From Noble Ale Works, Big Wig IPA. The 6.8%. Southern California's Noble Ale Works. This was the second time we had it, but basically Chew Your Beer took a picture of his fridge and says, "Hey, what do you want?
What are you in search of?"
And we said, "Well, we don't get Noble up here. Give us that." And he did.
And he did because it's old. It's so old. It was pretty much dust in a bottle. We had to rehydrate it, shake it, and mix it up.
Well, it's a good thing we had a Sonic foamer.
Oh, we foamed it.
Foamed it, bro. I didn't get the foam mine.
It was worth it.
I'm going to have to.
Totes worth.
Somebody
foam my beer.
Whoa!
Don't spill the.
Yeah, don't get my show notes haven't written yet. I'll wet.
Whoa! Yeah, Mikey's getting crazy with the foamer.
Boom! Oh, that's wet. That is fired up now. I have foamed my big wig.
I'd like to see what you think because it did nothing for me flavor wise. But it made it have a creamier mouth feel.
Yeah. I will concur this.
I think it divided the bubbles into smaller bubbles. I think that's how it works.
Oh, that's all it does?
Yeah.
Don't lift the veil of the Sonic foam.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me believe it's magic.
It's unicorn farts.
Oh, okay. We also had a Cigar City Tampa style lager. This was from either Florida Steve or Corey. I want to say Corey.
Is it E-Rock?
I believe.
Corey backwards.
I didn't look in any of the boxes.
I guess it'd be easy to do.
Yeah. We'll get on that.
Yeah, right on.
But cheers to both Florida Steve and Corey.
Running to the fridge now.
Yeah. That's a good lager. It's a good lager.
Very nice lager.
It was made for drinking, according to the can.
As far as lagers go.
I bet that would be a good
Tampa style. I wonder what makes it Tampa style.
It's not a dry beer. It's a humid beer.
But that'd be a good conversion beer.
Extra humidity.
Conversion beer.
Mm-hmm.
Brewed with humidity.
Oh.
Conversion into craft.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Humidity.
Oh, so, the humidity.
Humidity transferred? Is that what it is?
Humidity transferred. There we go. That's what I was looking for.
So that was what we're tailgating with. So, we're all up to date.
Do we need to start voicemails now?
We probably should. Did you listen to last week?
Oh God. I was like, oh, I called in. I'm going to listen to the show. And I actually had to skip forward because I was like, I don't got that much time.
I got to skip mine. I just cannot deal with this right now.
I did like how I fooled you guys. You guys actually thought I was Diamond.
Yeah, for a minute there, I was like, oh. Yeah.
And then you picked up on the I was using the work phone.
Yeah. Cool. I could hear a landline.
Operator, get me the president.
Operator, give me 559 Klondike.
give me Washington, George or D.C.?
Oh, nice.
So it's time to open a new beer here.
Oh,
we have a special. Looks
oh,
like
we're going maybe, right for it. Huh?
Well, it's sitting there. Just sitting there.
Don't you dare set a beer in front of me.
I love gold.
Yeah, what the hell do we have here, Beaver?
So, what I have
is this the award winner?
No,
darn it!
And
I don't want it then.
So this was packaged on... Oh, it's already smudged. This was packaged last week.
Oh.
Oh, so old.
That is old, dude. So it went past 3 days.
It's, right.
It's over 30 hours old.
So unfortunately...
You know, 30 hours is the new threshold.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Bert does his best to get things, labels designed and sent off as quick as he can. And I think this go around, we had to wait for the label company just a little bit too long. So we just missed it by the wire, but labels came in today. So triple dry hop Sherman with Amarillo or Armadillo, whichever you say. Amarillo hops is super fresh. Some people ask what's different from the Amarillo from the Simcoe. Simcoe to me is more...
The name.
Yes. The color and the name is correct. But Simcoe to me is... Some people say piney. I think it's Simcoe is way more like lemongrass and or you know that kind of hop or grassy lemongrass, and whereas I think Amarillo is very citrus, hence the very orange label.
I got a pot smell off the little right dankness. Off the bat. I got dank.
Well, there's
dankster.
The 7.5.
Yep, it's still
IPA.
It's still our single IPA.
Was that you? Were you reading that, or did you? Could you tell that from the beer?
I could tell from the aroma.
So
the
aroma. Normal Sherman is 65 IBU. Yeah. Double dry hops is 75 IBU, and this is an 80 IBU. Oh. But because
I'm getting tangerine-y.
There you go. That'd still be citrus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Orangey, tangerine-y.
Mm-hmm. Definitely fruit.
But it's weird because when you dry hop it this much, it almost makes it taste more mellow, not as like harsh, bitter hops.
Uh-huh.
It just kind of rolls on the tongue.
Like a wave pool.
Yeah.
Don't poop in the wave pool.
No. Don't do it.
Oh, this is nice. So these bottles are going to be at the
beer garden.
Beer garden. Are they going around town at all, or nope. Staying at the beer garden?
We
beer garden.
It ended up being a little bit of a short batch, so there's like 20 kegs. I'm going to try to hold on to the most of them that I can. I know the sales guys; they start foaming at the mouth when they know I have some special beer. And they're like, "Let me," and I'm just like, "Go away! It's mine.
My accounts." They need this.
But, you know, if it's a good reason, I'll let a keg go out. But, yeah, bottles, there's 240 of them. So they're staying at the beer garden.
Wow. Do you hand number them? Hand numbered by the beer brewer?
Okay, public service announcement. I labeled, what is that, 70 bottles today. I hand labeled 70 bottles.
You went back to your old bottling line ways, huh?
Like I said, labels came in today, and packaging guys didn't have time. They're all, oh, the bottles need to dry off. They're too sweaty to put labels on it. We'll do it tomorrow. And I was like, but my beer garden is open today. And they're like, well, why don't you just label them yourself? And I was like, okay, I will.
I will. I know how to do it.
So I hand labeled 5 of the 20 cases today just because I knew all the Yetis and Squatching would come out of the woodwork, and that's what happened today. Everybody was just
scallywags.
Like, you just see them like crawling in the door, and they're like, triple dry up,
new beer,
triple dry up, triple dry up,
new beer.
But it's not Thursday.
Kegs, going around to any kegs.
What?
Any kegs of this?
Oh yeah, like I said, there's about 20 kegs.
Are they going around town?
I also talked about that. Remember I said the sales guys want to get a hold of our kegs?
Right, but...
Yeah, of this.
But are they? I got from that they aren't going to get it. They're just wanting to.
Yeah, like I said, if it's a good reason, I will allow some kegs to leave my taproom.
Okay, I'll listen next time.
Totally. What's going on here? Welcome to the Perfect Pour.
This is where I wish I had a
craft beer podcast where we talk about craft beer.
I wish I had a rewind button so you could live listen to what I just said.
I'm not even drinking. And, you know, I'm not even drunk yet. Just wait till an hour from now.
So the brother is going to bring out the time machine. We're going to go back to 15 seconds ago, and then you could actually listen to me.
I'm going to edit it so that I sound really cool.
See, I'm not
the only time Mikey edits.
Yep.
When it benefits Mikey.
You're like, wow, God, I sounded stupid there. I'm going to edit that out. But when Nick and Matt sound stupid, I'm like, this is staying in. Everyone loves this.
I don't need to start another Save Matt campaign. We're not breaking up. We're not the Foo Fighters.
You're not going to go solo?
But just listen to me.
One finger and a piano?
Just one finger?
But do I get to play an instrument? No.
No.
Nah, Foo Fighters. Fans get that reference. All right. Well, we're enjoying this. We're smacking lips and annoying people.
True.
It's time for some culture, craft beer culture. Maybe indie beer culture.
Ooh, maybe.
This is Indie Beer Central. What's going on out there, guys? Anything?
I just want to get something out there. So a little company called Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company, they made a trip up north this last weekend to Track 7 First Annual, which is annoying to say, the First Invitational.
Should be inaugural is inaugural. The proper term.
Yes. Yeah, come on.
And so we took up 3 beers, and we took Autumn Rush, we took Triple Dry Hop Sherman with Amarillo, and then we took up Orange You Glad. And it turns out that banana? We won. No bananas. Okay. I see what you did there. Tioga Sequoia won first place for best use of specialty ingredients. Oh. So Orange You Glad was the World Beer Cup double dry hops. So it's an extra little hoppier than usual. So it was a hopped up double dry hop with blood orange infused into it. And we call it Orange You Glad. Orange You Glad has changed all 3 times it's been released.
Hmm.
And, Track 7 put us first place in that. And so we got to take home and they gave you a necklace pendant.
Was it a pay to play situation?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. So they bought it.
No.
We will buy that award, please. How much?
How much?
How many how much shillings do you need for this award?
Shillings.
So, and then they, you know, like they had best IPA, best blah, blah, blah. You know, they had 3 categories, People's Choice, best IPA, and best use of specialty flavor. And so we won that. There was a 2nd and 3rd place, but obviously they didn't get
Nobody
shit.
Nobody cared.
Yeah.
Don't care about your 2nd place.
Let's see if I can find.
2nd place, first loser.
Oh. If you're not first, you're last.
So
you guys did well, kicked out Sacramento. All right, so Tioga isn't available in Sacramento, is it?
The only place you can find us in Sacramento currently is Capital Beer.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been known to kick them a few kegs and some bottles from here, cool. From time to time. So They like us, and we have a guy that lives up north, so he happens to make a little trek every once in a while. It's not bad, you know. Hey, can you go to Sacramento this weekend and deliver some beer and, you know, kind of hang out? Yeah.
Okay. Is it the crazy palette?
No, he doesn't work for us anymore.
Oh, he works for
Mercedes-Benz. Whoa. It's Kleine the Younger.
Mercedes-Benz is brewing beer now?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes. Okay, so
indie beer.
People's choice for Track 7 Invitational. First place. Can you guys guess?
Kleine.
Paul would approve.
Fairfax. Fairfax Brewing. No,
Iron Springs.
No.
No, what's the one he's always telling people sucks?
Fieldwork won first place for High C Orange Drank IPA.
Wow.
High SEA. High C. Not high letter C.
Yeah.
Orange Drank IPA.
Hyphen C.
I want to try that.
Second place was Firestone Walker XIX. Ooh. Anniversary Ale. No, yes, they allowed Firestone. Yes, yes.
Oh, what? Blah, blah, blah. That's a travesty.
And then third place was Mars 3 Berry American Sour.
Blah, blah. Mars 3?
Did you
say?
M-R-A-Z.
Oh, Mraz. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I know them.
Sorry, dyslexia. Best use of hops. First place. This is where you guys will be upset.
Best use.
St. Archer Mosaic Double IPA.
Best use of buyout. Buyout money.
Second place.
Best use of buyout money. St. Archer.
Second place, Device Brewing. Yay! With Anguish Double IPA. So Device, we need to look out for. So they Device. Won an award.
All right. Yeah, look at you.
Third place, Kern River.
Out ahead of the wave.
Kern River is the Acidity Double IPA. I even told Adrian, you can't even fucking pronounce that. And they already know.
They already it's know. We fucked up.
PERSPICACITY.
Wow.
Anybody
going for some stone business there?
So,
sounds like a police album.
Yeah. Best use of specialty ingredients or process. First place, Tioga Sequoia, Orangey Glad IPA.
Huh.
Second, Track 7. Microbial Impotence Brett IPA. So Track 7 actually placed in one of their own categories.
I heard Brett.
Third place, Refuge with their Grapefruit IPA. And it's not...
Refuge.
It's not... They're not talking about Sam Adams.
Refuge.
So I thought that was pretty cool beer news. Track 7 started their own Invitational.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's also a Sacramento Craft Beer Week.
Although Firestone was there.
Yeah. Firestone and St. Archer.
Can we just start our own invitational and people just show up?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to make
perfect poor invitational.
You have to make a cool award. They gave
We're going to have it in Mendota.
For People's Choice, they gave away a wrestler's belt buckle.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then for the other two awards, they gave out a pendant. It was probably about 7 inches, and it's a literal train track. Welded into a circle, and it has a big 7 in the center, and it has a little plaque on the bottom that says "best blah blah blah." So we got a stainless steel.
Be the best blah blah blah.
We got a stainless steel pendant, 7-inch pendant that we get to hang around, which is cool. Mm. Usually, people just go to a plaque shop and get you a plaque, not
here's generic plaque.
They don't physically make something out of stainless steel for you. So it's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. Is this on display at the beer ground? Can I see it?
It's damn well going to be as soon as I get some more of that beer.
Yes. Yay.
I want to touch it.
Wow. That's what he said. Right.
That's what he said.
All right. Anyways, now that I'm done hogging the mic.
Oh. Huh? What else?
Beer news?
Nick News 5.
News and Nick. Nick's still
Nick
calling.
And drum.
There was something else I posted today if you guys are interested. Yes, no?
Go for it. You're already halfway into it.
So Hangar 24 started out with a post that seemed very bleak and like they were going to be bought out. And they actually announced that Hangar 24 is opening a brewery in Lake Havasu, Arizona.
Damn, I don't know. Want a party.
I don't know of many people that are going just that far away from California.
Havasu?
I mean, Arizona. That's just like the other side of the mountains.
No, they just want a party. They just want a spring break, have an excuse to go and hang out. Oh, business trip.
There was a one person that told me that one of their bosses for this company had a house in Arizona just so they could have all these cool, dangerous guns. And then they would fly all the managers out there, get really drunk, sober up, the next day shoot all these crazy guns.
Right.
But it was just like party, drink, and crazy guns to shoot in Arizona. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what Hangar 24 wants to do.
Yep.
Shoot guns in the desert.
They just want to party during spring break.
And shout at the devil?
On a boat. Shout at the devil.
Update. Breaking news. That was Florida Steve that sent us.
Oh.
Cigar City.
Did he just yell at you right now?
Yeah. He's like, what the fuck, dude?
I didn't change my name for nothing.
Florida Steve. Cheers to Florida Steve. That was a good Cigar City lager.
Yeah, it's been a heavy week. What, we got five packages since the last podcast? Yeah,
we had a good package week.
We also got beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and we also got beer. Hey. Yo. Yeah, we got the, we got that, I'm waiting for Ben caught drinking to hear about all the beer from Abnormal. But we have one to try this episode, so that's something that's still hang out. Don't leave yet. We've got Abnormal beer to try.
Stick around.
We sure as hell ain't done.
No, but it's time for a new beer as we're going through culture here.
New beer.
Anyways, culture. I'm done.
Toolbox Brewing.
Yes.
Yeah.
San Diego.
They're cool.
Vista.
Officially Vista, to be exact, because Mike likes geography. I have a feeling, once again, Fresno is going to get passed right on by.
Uh-oh. Wait, Toolbox is distributing?
They have announced they're going to start distributing with a distributor named California Craft Distributors, and they say it's going to be statewide distribution of Toolbox Brewing.
Whoa.
And I just have this feeling it's going to go.
We're going to get screwed.
It's going to go Bakersfield, Central Coast, bend over to Central Coast, up to what's the city near the bay? Monterey.
Yeah.
And then back over into San Jose and keep going up north.
Yep. And then reach over into Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
You said they're called Cali Craft, not California Sun Gold?
No, it says California Craft Distributors.
Because Phil, that used to do DOS and Eureka, he does California Sun Gold, which we get a couple things in town. I think that, and then I want to say there's one called nicknamed Cali Craft. I don't know.
Cali Craft. I wonder if this is their nickname.
I don't know. Maybe. That'd be cool. I know the Toolbox people really love Southgate. Because I was up there and one of them cornered me and they're all, we went to your beer garden and you guys suggested that we come up here to Southgate and we've befriended them and we really love them. And I just wanted to thank you. And they were like, here's my card. And, you know, we're about to get bottles from the car. And so I was waiting there, you know, feverishly waiting there at the bar. Like, you're going to give me a bottle? You're going to give me a bottle? But they got busy and forgot about me.
Did you say, but I'm industry.
But they were really cool people, so that whenever they come up north, I know they at least hit Southgate. So
yeah, that's cool. Well, yeah,
they don't mention any cool nicknames in the article. Just maybe California Craft Distributors, a boutique distribution company which focuses on hand selling craft beers statewide in California.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
So hopefully. That would be cool.
That would be awesome to have Toolbox here. I didn't even think that was something that could possibly happen in the world.
Yeah. Another strange brewery to be distributed, but hopefully it works out.
I think it's getting a little toasty in here. Just
throw it. I love gold!
It's also easy, getting bro. A little rammy in here.
Easy, bro. That was a little rammy.
Rammy.
That is a new beer.
A new beer. Glug, glug, glug. Also, I will definitely be keeping a better eye on Beard of the People's Instagram page.
Oh, no. What did we miss?
Cellar Makers pale ale called Cask Splitter. Son of a
shit.
Yep.
I know they've had some good stuff that I met. Didn't they have Beechwood before?
Yep. They had Beechwood on draft recently.
Yeah. Spoke too for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey is fully depressed.
Use all a bunch of Beechwoods.
He's full on verklempt.
Gosh. Why do I have to be a good husband and father and stay home?
Yeah, he could be out drinking.
Damn it.
Just go to the store.
The store? Yeah,
the Cellar Maker store?
I do that enough.
What if there is one store that only sold Cellar Maker?
It would be very expensive.
It's called Cellar Maker's Tap Room?
Yeah, but here in Fresno, some random...
Yeah.
Like unmarked door.
No, but see, when I go to takeout, I have the sphere of influence area that I have to say, like, I'm not going to go. That's too far. And like, so if I had to, so if there was some place that was really far, I couldn't do it because, you know, I've already established this range I have for going to get takeout. And if it goes out of range, then I'm going to be like, whoa, you went that far for beer. You can go farther for food. For
food? No, that's not possible.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. Only beer.
No, I get far. The whole, takeout food. It's as if your vehicle was on its own leash. And
it's got a governor.
Yeah. Like, even if it was across the street, you know, you're like, nope, the arc swings just short of it. I can't make it
can't
that far.
It. Can't get out. It's passed.
Yeah.
The line of demarcation. Well, we have this new beer. Did you get it yet, Nick?
I did, and I've already drank it.
Oh, that's
and I've already
good.
Decided that I like it.
It is good.
Traugs. That's a weird word. Traugs. Nugget Nectar Ale, and it's a fist grasping a cone of hop, a hop cone, if you will.
It's
grasping
ale.
It.
It's not an IPA. It's an ale. What Trogues? Is this who sent this to us? This
was our ale
listener.
Once a year,
that sent it to us.
This was George Daly out of New York.
George Daly, thank you.
But
where's Trogues out of?
Western New York.
I know the name. I think this.
Then why don't you know where it's from?
I think this is my first Trogues beer.
If you know the name, you should know exactly.
This is one of the better East Coast beers I've had.
Oh, look at this. So I've never heard of these guys before.
I've heard of them before.
But Mikey's heard of them before, but guess what's on their label? I'm guessing this isn't a coincidence.
Is it indie?
Independent Brewing. Literally says Independent Brewing.
Hell yeah.
On the label.
What do you think of that, Matt? Deal with that.
Not much. That's what I think.
No word on where Traugs is from. Traugs. So we're going to have to rely on
this. This is a good beer. What's that called again?
Nugget Nectar.
Man, hey. Good job.
Nugget.
So it's so rare to get something good from the East Coast.
Dick.
What else is going on out there in the culture?
Oh, man. Oh, just another looking out for / got to pay better attention to the social media in Fresno. The Fort has a Black Apocalypse triple IPA from Drake's.
Oh, really?
It's the Apocalypse labeling. What, did you already talk about this?
No.
Oh.
I may have one in the fridge is what I'm telling you.
But it's all like rat rod black, flat black labeling.
It's like no blacker.
How much more black could it be?
How much more black
Metallica could it be? Black album.
The answer is none more black.
None more black. It's in the fridge.
It's in the fridge, eh, Governor?
I got it. I got.
So you are paying attention. Oh, Fig had it.
Yep. I got it at Fig, bro.
And still no word on if Fresno's going to have a beer week in May.
Well, yeah. Oh, I heard that Southern City is not happening.
I could see that. They won't have a spot to do it, being that Fulton Mall's set to be jackhammered. That's the
underground media word that Suds is not going to happen.
How do you get this underground media?
I'm back in a blogging game, so now I hear shit.
Damn it, you Fresnan. You damn you, the Fresnan.
Follow
the Fresnan.
I haven't gone to Suds City for a couple years, so.
I missed last year, kind of on purpose.
Beer brewer went but didn't even drink, so last year.
Nope, too much shit to do.
Work.
So I guess
such a hard worker.
Well, I was hoping to find something out because I'd really like to have, if we did have a perfect pour official
meetup,
that would have been a perfect time to do it during beer week.
Yeah.
That way other people who do travel have something else to do besides go, oh yeah, that was fun. Mm-hmm. Now what?
Now what? Yeah, right. Yeah, if somebody actually came into town,
yeah,
to a perfect pour meetup, it would be cool to have so they could do something else. Yeah,
a week of activities,
like a one extra day of something else.
Mm-hmm.
We can't plan the whole week, people. You don't know anything about it. Tioga is not involved, like beer week, like doing any planning or.
I haven't heard anything yet, but.
I'm getting scared. Well, we can just say, hey, we can just pick
we'll
a week
make our
and
own
just
damn
say it's beer week.
Beer week invitational.
Watch me on Untappd at my house while I drink beer.
I haven't heard anything, but I know we get copied in the emails when they send out something to the volunteers.
Mikey's so. Naked by the pool again.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's wait till the summer. I have a Snapchat account now. Look out. Look out. Trench Run 22.
And the other day I was like, wait, who added me?
Who the hell's Trench Run 22?
I was like, do either of us know what we're getting into?
I'm still figuring out. I was just taking, basically all I've done is take pictures of beer. Like, it's basically using it like Untappd. For me so far. So I was like sending it to like everybody, like just like, oh, I guess this is what you do. And mm-hmm. I just sent it to everybody and like some people would come back, why are you sending me pictures of beer? I'm like, I don't know. This is what you do on Snapchat, right? You send pictures to everybody. And then I figured out like you should probably do like a story. If you're just doing general stuff, you do a story.
Yep.
You don't just send it to everybody individually. Mm-hmm. So now I'm figuring that out, but.
Yep, there's that, and then a lot of celebrities are on Snapchat, so if you want to, like, peep into their lives.
Yeah, I follow Kylie Jenner or whatever the hell, and
Lord.
I was like, wow, this is a mistake. It was, like, the worst, it was, like, the most, like, guys, we're shipping makeup today, woo! I was like, wow, there's a million people looking at this.
Want to see my dick?
There's Gillian Jacobs, there's Tegan and Sarah.
So maybe we should have a Snapchat as the perfect pour.
Oh,
I don't know.
Crap, that's the last thing I need.
And there's one more another social
damn
media.
Damn social media.
So much social
media. I cannot keep up with you fuckers and your Twitters.
There's so much Twitter action.
That ever.
It's more than I can handle.
Speaking of, yeah. The indie beer. So our good friend Kelly. From Who's Crap. She did a nice post,
mm-hmm.
Just kind of like basically like airing her confusion and frustration about
the airing of grievances
of indie beer and craft beer, and just like it's just how it's just kind of a mess now and confusing, and basically did this nice big blog post about it, and of course the haters had to pick up on it and that. Instead of just leaving it alone. Oh, yeah. The guy that lives on Douchebag Boulevard out in the Missouris.
No way.
Picked up on it and had, they had to jump in that. Then there's a guy in Portland that's a douchebag. I had to jump in and just like, oh my God, they just troll. Like this guy has made this declaration. Like, I'm not giving that indie beer thing any more juice, but then he cannot help himself. Keeps talking about it. And, but like one of the things he keeps bringing up is how I don't want this divisiveness in beer, and I don't want this divisiveness in craft beer. Yet he's the one that's constantly jumping on people for just using indie beer. He thinks it's bad for craft beer to have this angst about, you know. Jeez. And I'm trying to figure out, like, how is it bad? Like, who is listening to this other than other beer geeks?
Yeah.
Like, and this is, I'm just like, are we supposed to just stay silent and just like, well, if we think Big Beer has co-opted craft beer too much, and we're just not supposed to say anything and just keep.
Is this like SeaWorld sending insiders into the PETA meetings to?
I think so.
Infiltrate.
Like, I don't understand what some people just don't get beer geeks, even if they're in craft beer, still just don't get it. And obviously this guy just doesn't. There's just people that work in craft beer that don't get beer geeks. And that's just fine. It's just like, it's just news to me. Like, I just figured people that are in craft beer get it.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody gets it. They just think like, what's their problem, you freaking nerds? Yeah. They just go back to high school, being high school bullies. And
the geeks and nerds exist in every realm.
And these are the people. But to me, the geeks, the nerds about whatever thing it is, whether it's Star Wars or beer, these are the people that love it the most. Mm-hmm. And to me, those people are allowed to speak out about it more than anybody else's. And if that's divisive, then that's divisive. But if you're passionate about something, you feel like you have some sort of sense of ownership over it. And I'm not saying you should be like a dick about it and like, or a snob. If you're saying a snob is, I think there's a difference between being a geek and a snob. And to me, a snob is somebody that looks down on other people that aren't doing the same thing they're doing. And I don't think beer geeks do that. They're just not, at least not us. We're not looking down on it. The people that hating on, indie beer, the whole indie beer thing, are the ones that are the snobs, as far as I'm concerned, because that's instead of having an intelligent conversation about it, like, oh, you know, I get that the indie beer, you like this and you guys are really into the beer and stuff, but I think maybe it's just like, much to do about nothing. It's not that big. They don't speak like that. They just like jump on.
Right. Automatically assume that we're wrong.
And just jump on it.
Calling names and stuff. And that's just what I've observed this week. This week in indie beer.
Indie beer news.
You're not a snob because you really are really into something. You're a geek. What else? Is there anything else before we get to our hour-long segment of voicemails? I don't even know. I just assume that that's what it is.
Just a looking out for, but I don't know if we're ready for that yet.
Well, no. We'll get looking out for later.
Gotcha.
We got plenty of looking out for, but then it'll probably be in 2 hours, and we'll be like, anymore. Let's just get the hell out of here. So I guess it's time for voicemails, and before we get into those, something Corey? I keep forgetting to freaking do is Corey from Portland Tim Bros podcast up in Portland. He's been leaving us some nice quality voicemails in our email box, but you know,
we just ignore it.
Yeah, I just forget every time to do it, and I've been forgetting for a while now. So Corey sent a new one.
It's because Mikey doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
I don't like you either.
No, of course.
Why you no call like everybody else?
I just, you know, there's a lot.
Corey, we're simple.
There's a lot of balls in the air here, and sometimes I forget things.
He said air.
So let's hear what Corey has to say.
Hey, Perfect Pour Podcast. This is Cody from Portland.
That quality.
I've made it known that one of my least favorite styles of beer is an IPA. I never purchased one, and I can't ever see myself purchasing
never
one.
Never purchased one.
There was a time when I used to like it, though.
I get that.
But a buddy on Saturday gave me one to drink, and I did. Because, I mean, he asked if I wanted a beer. I said yes. All he had was IPAs, and then I wasn't going to back out. I thought that
would be
Don't
do it, Dan.
But it Sell was candy peel, and I actually kind of enjoyed it. I think if I have one every like 2 or 3 months, it's okay. But if I have any more than that,
every 2 or 3 months,
it puts me off. Like a couple weeks ago, I had 2 celebrations, and about, you know, 2 sips into the second IPAs. One, I was ready to pour it out. So I was wondering if, because I originally did not like IPAs when I started drinking. And then I started liking them, and I've hated them for quite some time. I was wondering if you guys have any similar experiences with a style of beer. Adios.
Thanks, Corey. Portland Tim Bros podcast. Make sure I look for that. Bros. If you like soccer, that is about the Portland Timbers, and the beer. They throw in some beer talk, too. But mine is, not Brett, but like just, you guys go. I'm going to gather myself.
I don't mind having a lot of casked beers. I find them very interesting, but there is, this kind of goes into beer geek category as well as things I do not buy is, when bottles start going over $20 and you have to be in a reserve society or a club and, or, you know, only so many people can get them, or, you know, you have to start trading 2 or 3 bottles for this one, anything that falls in that category, I go, I could live without that.
Right.
And then, but, you know, something like, you know, the Modern Times sitting on the shelf. Fuck yeah, I want, you know, the average Modern Times I want to get a hold of, but right. I'm not worried about trying to get a hold of a Modern Times sour. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's a threshold of when beer goes too crazy or too rare or too adjunct, you know, that I just stop caring
about. That's something about, not
that I wouldn't appreciate it, but.
Yeah, that's something where I'm kind of relying on one day our Patreon becoming bigger. To go into that area, that's something where I know that the last bad review we got on iTunes was basically in reference to that, thinking that we were a podcast that talked about those $20 bottles and $18 bottles of beer, and we don't. And because that's just not what we do. We don't have money to do that. And we don't even really have it. Like Mike Cruz is like the only, person with any kind of regularity we have on the show that gets those beers and maybe Stu, maybe. So we just, I don't even see them. This is my bottle share every week. I don't have a chance to go to other bottle shares. This is my bottle share. So that's kind of an interesting point that like once it gets past like $12 or something, I'm like, start to consciously think about what you're buying. And they're always, it's not like you don't see $20 bottles of IPA. It's always these beers that are different, that style of just like, I don't even know the style. It's just like, look at these ingredients and it's $18. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Malted liquor.
I guess those beers are good, apparently, because they're $18 or just because it costs that much to make them. Not necessarily means that they're that good.
But yeah, you'll choke it down no matter what.
I don't know. It's something we might get into one day, but.
I saw something. There was a post and the clarification, like somebody showed a beer fridge and it's all. It's like, I don't have all these bottles because I'm an alcoholic. I have all these bottles because I fear on missing out. And so it's like, sometimes you buy the barrel ages and the whatnots and stuff. Cause it's like, oh, that's what's trendy. It's what you don't want, you know, even if you're just like, oh, I'm going to save that for a party. And that party keeps getting moved. And next thing you know, it's a year later and you're like, I don't know when I'm ever going to get around to this barrel age, blah, blah, blah.
beer FOMO.
I think about three deep row of stuff we're just aging in there.
Yeah.
We don't know. We're just waiting for that special occasion that, you know,
that we wouldn't drink on our own accord. And yeah, we haven't drank it at our podcast. So yeah,
we're just, I'm not talking about the bad beer drawer. I'm
that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. That's still out there as a thing.
Oh yeah,
but beer part. Is there a style that Nick that you like? I'm not into that style. That you still now you're kind of like you kind of have one or two. And like, man, maybe I could get into the style.
Yeah, the farmhouse style.
Farmhouse. Beers. Ooh, that's a good.
That's
pick.
My. I try them every now and then, and I just. It's like, why did I buy this? You should have known better. Once in a while, you find one that's good, but then it's like, oh, shit, what was that one? I forgot already. So by the time you go back to buy another one, you grab the wrong one, and you're turned off again.
Yep. See, that's the way I am with the sour beer. It's very so hit and miss. And it's sour beers are but like one out of every six or so. I'll have are like, oh, this is really good. And then I'll have five others that are just like, why am I trying?
Yeah.
And that's, I'm kind of the same way with farmhouse too. Like, I'm like, I guess I should probably like farmhouse ales. Like, really keep trying. And then, it's the same thing. Like, about one out of every five farmhouse, I'm like, oh, this is good. But I don't know. People are into those styles. Way obviously, they keep making them. It seems like more of like brewer style, home brewer and pro brewer. They're like farmhouse ales. That's a thing.
Yeah.
And us normal people are like, is it really?
You're doing what?
Maybe.
Oh, I totally understand. Yeah, I don't know what he's saying.
I don't know what he's talking about. Can you just make a really good pale for me? Yeah. Thanks.
Pale's still a thing, right? Yeah. Do that.
This isn't. Can you make this but a pale? Can you do this, put this much work into it, but make it a pale? Thanks. Because that's what I'd kind of rather have right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tits.
There you go.
I agree.
Now we finally got a Corey one in. Now it's time for voice mails. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line for
the perfect bar.
Should we open a new beer? We should open this because it's getting warm.
It's getting warm.
I should need to turn off the heater in here.
My crackers are getting toasty.
But I'll let you have that on our
side. Okay. Hello.
Wow, stereo sound.
We have Flower Power India Pale Ale.
Ooh, we've had this a couple of years ago, and this has always been my favorite IPA from the East Coast.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
This is back when.
I'm not going to butcher that name. I'll let you butcher it.
Ithaca.
Was this back when Donnie was on the East Coast?
You're in Ithaca. Donnie is the first one that sent this Flower Power to us. But this was sent to us.
Another George beer.
Oops, did I pour too much?
Oops, I used my big glass.
I'm definitely curious because it's been a couple years to see if this has gotten better or same.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Pause for positive comments. Nothing.
For cracker.
I'm not getting anything too crazy from this. It's not bad. Doesn't taste like cardboard or pennies or anything like that. But
I love pennies.
Doesn't.
But I love pennies.
Doesn't pack a punch. It's kind of a easy going.
So what was once amazing to us is now just okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet we say we're not snobs.
Yeah. Hey, because you don't like something doesn't mean you're a snob. No, but this is actually this is actually good, but it's not doesn't have the pop I remember it having, though.
Yeah. No, my palate's kind of cleansing.
We've had a lot of IPAs this week here, mm-hmm. so. But it is, actually, it's still a good beer. Flower power. Voicemails.
Hey, guys. It's me, Lumber Jose. Thanks for the cheers last week. That made me feel good. But
cheers. Yeah,
I may not be as Mexican as Chew Your Beer, but I am certainly Latin enough and a lumberjack, so that's good. With all that said, let's get
the Latin lumberjack.
Scotty, man, how you been? Glad to hear that you took on the challenge of brewing the no-hops beer. That's legit. Mm-hmm. As a fellow home brewer, I'm intrigued. I want to know what your system is like, man. So call back and let us all know what your system is like.
Have you said that before?
Hashtag Indie Beer for life. Nice. Food all day, chop all night. Bye, guys.
Whoa.
What was the last one?
Did you say brew all day, chop all night?
I think that's what he said.
Chop all night? Is that a cocaine reference? What is that?
No, he's a lumberjack.
He's a lumberjack. Okay, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, Latin lumberjack.
Remember that thing where you forget to listen? Lumberjack.
Oh, yeah. I do that a lot. What are you, my wife now? Jeez, maybe producer Ricky's got a point. Wow. I thought she was full of crap.
Oh, damn it.
You're full of crap.
What do you mean she's right?
Nick and Matt never tell me this. Now, damn it. I got to apologize to Becky. Oh, next boy. Time I see her.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, guys. You hear me?
Yes.
Driving.
Scotty B.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify a little something. When I said that I chose mugwort for bittering because it wasn't all aromatic and I just wanted something for bittering. And you guys said, hey, we want aromatic in our no-hop IPA.
Right.
Yeah, I get that. I do. But you want the right aromatic. You really do. Uh-huh. And mugwort and those other herbs, too, the yarrow, the wormwood, the yerba mate, stuff I didn't use, obviously. But those things have really strong aromatics that aren't suited, in my opinion, for an IPA. Most of those things are very herbal and earthy and woodsy. And I don't really think that's what you want to showcase in an IPA. I don't. I really don't.
I agree.
So that's why I did what I did. And I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not going to bow down. Not to apologize.
Bow down.
Okay? I am hoping...
Kneel before Zod.
This comes out well. I'm hoping that it comes out not horrible. It's still fermenting. There's still a little...
Still fermenting.
...leaning to the top. Millions of bubbles.
Man, I can't wait to have that.
So we'll see. Hopefully you can make it to the Irish Fest if I tell you.
Wow.
And try it out. But don't worry. If it comes out like shit, I got a backup beer that should be ready. So there's Scotch Ale. It'll be young.
Scotty Scott. Always got to have a backup.
Okay? Well, anyway. Keep up the great work.
Oh, it's that same sound he did last week.
the Scotty Scotch Ale.
Scotty B, man. I can't wait to have that no hop. That don't hop me, bro.
He went with don't hop me, bro, huh?
I think so. Don't hop me, bro. No hop. No hops IP. Cheers, to your beer.
A couple of brews I've been drinking this week. Just ordered it. Check it out.
All right.
Adam McLeod.
You're being caught.
Obviously, you guys know that. It's
McLeod. We might have to have one.
The Shoot Hop Head. It's a Hop Energy, something like that. That shit is good, man. That shit's bomb. Fucking delicious, juicy, very floral. Cloudy as fuck, but only that shit was bomb, man. Another thing, they said Modern Times Blackout.
Blackout.
I had those pancakes home. Fuck, they said I almost put fucking sugar and cream. That shit tasted like fucking like a cold chocolate, like a cold coffee, home.
Cold coffee,
man. I almost did put the fucking creamer in it just to fucking let my hand. I think I'm not drinking beer so early. Another thing, it's by 21st Amendment. It's called Hell or High
Watermelon. Yeah, the watermelon.
That shit was fucking like eating a sandia. You know when you go to the corner, man, and you buy that fucking fruit from the guy in the corner, is it?
No.
In the summertime? What are you? It tasted like that.
The one with the melon cart?
Like a Michelin ender? It would have been like a fucking, like a fruit speciality. Mm-hmm. Orly Holmes. Another thing is, let's get the, Orly, listeners, you guys are listening. Obviously, you're listening because you're listeners. Check it out, eh? I'm trying to start moving on Twitter, Holmes. I'm trying to get Untapped Business to have badges for podcasts.
Yes.
Beer podcast.
Damn straight.
Beer podcast, this is. I don't know how we make this shit work, this is, but just fucking nag at them, this is. The way
we
the voicemails to the perfect forest, I said we bombard them with Twitter, Holmes. A lot of Twitter messages and tell Untapped that you want badges for your podcasts. And I don't know, Holmes. They can make them up shit, Holmes. They can
do it. It'll cost money.
Podcast, I said. But I think that's a fucking great idea, Holmes. Anyways, let me see. I had another thing I want to talk about, eh?
What is it?
I need to start writing shit down, eh?
Orly, yeah, man. You needed an outline.
Orly, I sent you, eh? Hopefully you're enjoying it right now. Hopefully you like McCloud. Don't let Bell try it, Holmes, because I don't want him fucking, breaking my heart, is making me so sad. Orly, check it out. Another thing, Holmes.
Don't let Bell try it.
Don't want him breaking my heart.
Getting old sucks. Orly, it's getting old. Happy 40th birthday to me, eh? Saturday.
What? Oh, right. Shit, man. 40th
birthday, Holmes. Damn.
It's all right, you.
40 years old. That's it.
Happy birthday.
Banger, Holmes. Orly. That's it, Holmes. If I remember anything, I might hold it for next time. That's it. All
right.
I'm so sorry for you guys, man. That's a lot of fucking voicemails, Holmes. That's like fucking, remember when we had answering machines? That's it.
Yep. Oh, it cut off.
Oh, it cut him off.
Thank you, Chew. Chew your beer, man. Oh,
chew your beer.
I thought of that too. Like I always thought, like, what would it take for us to get a badge on Untappd?
Nice. But
it takes money.
Oh, is that
they,
all?
Yes, they you give them money. They solicit for badges. They come to brewers and go like, hey, you want a badge? We can get you a badge.
You want some of this?
It costs money. So if we would have to get together and pay Untappd some money, I want to have somebody from Untappd on the show. That'd be super cool.
That'd be cool.
Maybe the Barley App guys will hook us up with something.
North Carolina Beer Month is getting their own badge. That's the latest.
I wonder how they would work it to get a badge for a podcast, a craft beer podcast. But like, what beer would activate a badge for a craft beer podcast? That's what I'm asking. Like, how would that activate? How would you get a badge that would be a podcaster podcast badge?
5 beers from the area the podcast is in.
But see, like, then how? But I'm saying is, how does somebody that doesn't listen would get that badge? And they're like, "What the fuck is this badge? Perfect poor badge." What
exactly. The they should poor? Get a badge for that.
Yeah, cross promotion.
Yeah, then they'll have to figure it out.
Cross promotion. Well, chew your beer. He was talking about his beer.
Some McLeod.
Yeah, some McLeod. And I could not grab the fucking opener.
Oh,
I got it.
No, this is neighbor brewing.
This is his neighbor. Beer, right? This is
he can smell the brewing.
Chew Your Beer loves these guys in Van Nuys, California.
Oh, that was solid.
What the fuck, man?
Put that in the running.
I love gold.
Put that in the running for beer open gold of 2016.
That is wow, I got a double.
Double gold.
This is sent up from us. Chew Your Beer sent this to us. We got to have some McLeod, man. I'm excited. This is Jackie Tar Brown Stout. A brown stout. It's a traditional. They're big on being a traditional British.
British.
Traditional British ale. It's a bottle condition. Brown stout. Historical recipes. Jackie Tar was reworked to accommodate modern ingredients and methods. The core of Jackie Tar is strong roast malt character. Although hopping is medium to low, two late hop additions add nuance to the finish. A brown stout. Have you heard of that term, brown stout?
No. I've heard people call beers a stout before, and it seems like a brown. But I've never heard of anybody intentionally doing this.
I love their bottle art. Make sure to check them out, because I got cool bottles, and I am happy to have bottle put this fart? Bottle on our wall.
Did you say bottle fart?
Bottle fart? Well, 3/4 of the bottle is screen printed, and then there's just a little tiny label band.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Oh, yeah, that's kind
of
different.
Like a stamp of sorts.
Good eye.
And it had to, the label had to be put on pretty, like, you know, like, not specifically, but accurately. So it fits.
This is nice, man.
Fits. If it fits, I sit.
Uh-oh, I think Chew Your Beer is going to join us again.
Really, Holmes, Chew Your Beer again, Abe. Perfect Pour is it. I got cut off pretty quick, Abe, but really, Holmes, check it out.
He sounds
sad. I just want to give out a few shout-outs, if you don't mind, Holmes.
Oh, check it out. Not at all.
Brad Smith. Really, Brad Smith, I say, on Untapped. Really, Holmes, this is for you, I say. Thank you for commenting on my Untapped, I say, and I had a lot of nice things to say about me. I liked it. Made me feel warm inside. It's kind of like I was drinking a beer, but without drinking a beer, orderly breath. I had to watch you. Orderly, one more. It's it. I apologize. It's it. I can't say your name right, but Kearney. Orderly, he's the guy with the face that looks kind of like Zorro. It's it. I'm not that home. It's kind of like, I don't know who that guy is, but he's wearing a mask. And he's fucking Zorro. He's
fucking Zorro.
And really, a shout out to USA and everybody else. I want to thank everybody for this award. Oh, I'm sorry, man. You know, the Oscars and all this, man. I'm all in a hype to say. Let's get more black people and more brown people to be in the Oscars. Really, Holmes. You know what I'm trying to say?
Where are the Latin parts?
Really, I do watch you.
Chew your beer.
I do watch you.
Chew your beer.
It's N-I-M-A-I, Kearney. Nimai Kearney is the gentleman he's speaking about.
Oh, okay.
And there is a photo of Zorro. It's like Zorro with the anonymous face.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Voicemails.
What's up, guys? Slumber Jose, and I'm driving. Anyway, last week I tried to call and make it in for the show, but apparently not.
No, wait, we heard you earlier.
I'm missing the time. Anyway, since everybody called like a million times, I figured screw it, I'll call too. But I'd like to bring everybody's attention to a few weeks ago you guys were having the argument about, you know, what is vocal, and I kind of like to chime in on that because
right.
I'm in Georgia.
I'd love to hear it.
And the laws here are so fucked up, I can't go to a brewery and buy beer here.
What?
Breweries can only sell through their licensed distributors that they're locked into a lifetime contract with. So if your distributor basically says, screw it, I'm not repping you anymore as much, then as a brewery in the state of Georgia, you're kind of screwed. You
what?
Can't leave.
Damn.
So oh pretty gosh. Much, there is local beer here, obviously. I mean, with Sweetwater and Creature Comforts and Terrapin and stuff like that. But I find myself often drinking a lot of other beers from other states even, especially North Carolina, South Carolina, and a few things out from California that get shipped out here. But I'd love to hear what you guys' thoughts are on that. Do you think that states with restrictive beer laws are essentially robbing themselves of an expanding industry? Or is everything just nationally so, you know, flowed out and felt, you know, fleshed out and full that it's kind of moot at this point? Anyways, love you guys' show. Keep it going. See you or hope to hear you this week. Bye.
Number Jose.
Jose.
Number Jose in Georgia. There's still a lot of like weird ass laws that are still around from the Prohibition days that people just haven't had the energy to change or haven't been able to change. And there's like this misconception about beer, craft beer being like bad. Oh, it's going to be like everyone's going to be going crazy with their beers, so we can't change the law and stuff. Yeah. And that's a messed up. I've never heard of that where once you sign on with a distributor, then you're just locked in for with life. Them. Oh, that's crazy.
I think
the crazy part is they're able to change their mind and not promote you.
Right. Yeah. They're just like, we decided you suck.
Yeah. Fuck those guys. I think one of my new hires was mentioning, I think he lived up north. Maybe it's Oregon, mm-hmm. but he mentioned he's like, beer is its own world. But he said where he was living, that spirits and liquor was still run by the government. So they were government-owned stores. They closed at 8 p.m. and they weren't open on Sunday.
They have that in Idaho for the liquor part.
Yeah. So, and when rules start getting to something like that, that's where it's weird. It's like beer can only be 3%. You can't buy it after 8 p.m. You can't buy it on Sundays. Mm-hmm. It's just like, to me, that poses more of an addiction and or problem for people than making it readily available. Just like with any other hardcore drugs that we see, you know, there's some states that allow things that ours doesn't, and they seem to have less of a problem and make money off of it, you know?
Yeah. Colorado's having a shit ton of money.
Yes.
they're making so much, they don't know what to do with it.
Yes.
That's how much money they're making for pot.
Yeah. But then again, California has a lot of strict rules on everything from the cars we drive to the taxes, this and blah, 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 that, you know, beer they're mostly lax on as far as when you can get it and what you can get, you know, it just, you can't, where you can be with it is where they're really strict on.
But like to Lumber Jose's point of, you know, any government that's not allowing loosening up those kind of laws, or they're hurting themselves, or they're not getting tax dollars, or just craft beer. Anytime there's alcohol involved, there's somebody's going to abuse it, and there's going to be some sort of trouble. But I think craft beer, the beer geeks, you're going to get the least. It's the least amount of trouble you get from alcohol is beer geeks, and that doesn't mean there isn't trouble. It's just that's just the smallest amount. You're getting a lot less trouble from craft beer than you are from beer, like Budweiser guy that gets lit, like somehow gets lit off Budweiser. I don't know how you could do that. I'm not sure, but apparently some people get drunk off it. But
32 to 45.
There's just a lot of laws that need to be changed, and if you're in a conservative state, that's just super hard to do. I mean, not every law, like I say, you can't still. Most states, you can't sell your nano. There's a lot of stuff that nano brewers can't do, and there's just. I think it seems like everything's, you know, in another 10 years, you might a lot of this stuff might go away just because. If you're a state that has these effed up laws, you're just losing out on money basically at this point.
That, and it just hurts the breweries because it's really hard to make money only selling beer wholesale. Mm-hmm. You know, when people can unless walk you up have to a your
super,
brewery.
Super low, like only two people own the place and run the place kind of.
Yeah.
Profit margin.
So I would imagine there that'd be the place where somebody would be like, I want to open a brewery here, and somebody would be like, you have to be crazy to do
that. Yeah. Like good luck. Yeah, have fun.
Yeah, Garage Door Brewing and I were talking about that. You know, wholesale beer, a keg is like you make $150. But selling the keg yourself at in your own tap room, you're like over $500
for right. the same yeah, keg like of beer. That's where the money is. You got to have a tap room. It seems like very least have a tap room. So just get a tap room, dude. It's all cool. One more voicemail: 559-492-0542.
Hi guys, it's Kelly.
Kelly,
my possessed phone doesn't hang up on you.
Let's see,
Mikey. Thank you for the comment on my blog post. I wanted to personally give you a shout out.
Oh, thank you.
See how you guys are doing. Really excited to hear about the show tonight. Hear what you're drinking.
It cut off. No. It cut off. No, I don't know. It may be our voicemail. It seems to cut off on people.
That was a lot sooner than the typical voicemail.
Usually
though.
It's like a 3 minutes. Uh-huh. If you go past 3 minutes, then, you know, you're on your own because it may cut off on you.
I think she's trolling us at this point. She just hangs up.
But that was really good, though, if she was trolling us, because that sounded like she had something still
and
to
I
say.
Like to click.
I'm going to guess that she has an Android, and that's her problem.
Kelly, do you have an Android? No, Kelly, I respect Kelly's blog post she did.
Maybe she has T-Mobile, and they have drop calls.
T-Mobile burn.
559-492-0542. Those are our voicemails, and that was it. That was a nice, solid grouping of voicemails.
And it's only 2 a.m.
It wasn't insane or anything. It was just good. All right. Thanks, guys. Now that's time for everyone. Open up your Untapped.
Open.
Been caught drinking. I am Dorktown on Untapped, if you'd like to friend me.
Nobody likes to friend me.
Nobody likes to friend me. The beers I've had this week. Well, I was at Eureka Burger, and I sort of blew the keg of field work they had.
It made it that long?
Jerk. Yeah, it was around that long. Wow. And I ordered it, and she said, oh, yeah, we still have it. Cause I was like, do you still have that field work, that milk, chocolate milk? And she's like, oh, yeah, we still got it. And she came back, oh, the keg just blew. So apparently,
in
attempting to give me the beer, it
that
blew.
Counts.
So I blew the keg, but I didn't get to have any of it. So I can get the spoils of the keg.
That's better than the getting the waitress that goes, I don't know, let me go check. And they come back 15 minutes later and go, oh, yeah, no, we still have it. And then you order it, and they come back 10 minutes later and go, oh, actually, it blew. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, you're like, I don't think you really checked the first time, did you? I also had a broken skull. El Segundo Broken Skull is in town.
It's back.
It's back. Fig Tree Liquor, if you're local, at least I know at least they have it. I think seems like everybody has it.
What's the over-under on illegal distribution on that one?
I don't know, man. $9 bombers. I got to send one to Beer with Friends because I think they want one and we owe them. Then I actually bought it to send to them, but then I needed to drink it.
I needed to. I just needed to.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone. And there was also a Figueroa tap takeover at Eureka Burger. Nice. So I had a Hoppy Poppy on draft. I think that's about... That's pretty much it. Of interest. What did you guys have this week? Sure. Bearded Brewer, it's been a while, dude.
Let's see here. I was at Spokeasy on Monday, so I was sipping on a few things. I started out, I was going to get a Swami's from Pizza Port, but they're actually out. So I opted for the Kook, which I believe is their double IPA. While I was there, I also sipped on a Tokyo Black Porter, because why not? The Coconut Porter from
Maui
had one of those. Also sipped on some 2016 La Folie, which was also good. We ended the night on Monday with a glass of Gin Schirm at Stone's, like you do. And then my previous drinking day before that was... Sunday, the family was over for the nephew's birthday, and so I got to finish off a huge Arker bottle, and then I had a Firefall. So yeah, that's been my drinking. I did some stuff the previous week, but I don't remember. Went to Pendragon, I had a brown ale, something like that.
Oh, man, something like that.
Yeah.
That was last week. Never mind. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. The Nick 80 on Untapped. What has the Nick 80 been having this week?
Slow week for me, except for a little bit of some abnormal beer.
Oh, you, that abnormal growlers that we got,
I'm the jerk.
I said, don't drink those, Nick. If you drink them, you're a jerk, and I'm going to call you a jerk on the show.
Awesome. I did not get that memo.
No, it was the opposite text. Nick was like, hey, do you want one of these? I was like, no, man, drink them.
So commence the jerk calling.
What happened? What were they about?
So the Monstra Mocha Stout.
Yes.
Obviously my first choice.
Yeah.
Mighty fine beer you got there, fella. Derek.
From our stout resident stout expert is approving.
Yes. Actually both the beers he sent, I'm seeing a pattern. I wonder if all his beers are this way, but clean and simple is the best way I could describe them. Lots of flavor, but nothing's overpowering. Especially with the Monstra Mocha Stout, it was a light stout, but had nice, just, you know, slightly, all the flavors were just enough. Nothing was overbearing. It wasn't like some big, bold, crazy, barrel-aged mother effer.
Yeah.
Everything was just right. Easy drinking. You appreciate it. Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. And then,
He
sent an IPA, too.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I should have rode over to your house.
You should have.
I wonder if Little Leaf Tea would let us bring in bottles.
We could just sneak them in.
Because that's like the meeting point for us if we were to do such a thing.
The halfway point.
I was in there the other day. I mean, I didn't go in there to drink. I was just watching Becky order a tea, but he hadn't opened up the tap side yet, and I was like, man,
if only.
It was like 1 p.m. or something like that. I was like, damn, it looks good right now. I want to go in there and have a beer.
All I need is a beer.
And I can walk home.
I do not have the name of the IPA he sent. It was good. Citrusy. Same thing. Light, you know, nothing.
Clean.
Not crazy bitter, not crazy hoppy, but both were present. What I did notice on the IPA, though, there was quite a bit of sediment. The first two pours off the growler were clean, and then the last one was just cloudy as Thule fog.
A lot of stuff happening. Ooh, Thule fog.
Yeah.
Good pull.
Yeah. Could not see anything through that shit.
That's Thule fog. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm looking forward to having that one day. So, was there anything else this past week?
Nothing new.
Nothing new. Just some new. Old standards.
Just some more old Rasputin, Anderson Valley Huge Arker, and that's it.
All right. Well, we need a new beer before we start looking out for some more beer. Oh, that was my fault.
I love gold!
Speaking of Abnormal, this was the one that Derek was talking about. This is the M2 from Abnormal. Even our San Diego beer friends were jealous of this.
What?
So this is not something everybody can get. But
holy shit.
Derek was nice enough to send this. It is an Imperial Oatmeal Stout, 9%. It is called M2. And now I'm trying to think of the cleanest glass.
And if I remember right, he also said this is the
Wow, that is smooth and thick. Ooh.
His first attempt at a bottling run, too.
Yep. It's in an unmarked bottle. He basically sent it to us homebrewer style.
I too need a clean glass.
Not getting the aroma.
Whoa! Smooth. Sweet and smooth.
Oh, wow. That is sweet.
So I wasn't listening to you. What's this?
M2 from Abnormal Brewing, San Diego. M2. Derek, head brewer and only brewer at Abnormal, sent this to us.
Wow. The
Imperial Oatmeal Stout.
Yeah, the aroma leads
9%.
Leads nothing to what the flavor is. The aroma's like, oh, it's just a... is this a Guinness? What the hell's going on here? And then you taste it. Fucking mouth explosion.
Wow. This is, the 9% is completely hidden.
What? 9%?
I am not getting that at all. That's crazy.
Like a this wet is molasses like different.
This is I've never had this taste before. It is completely new flavor for me.
Yeah.
Oh man, there's something. There's something tangible that it tastes like, and
it's this chocolate molasses kind of thing going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
No? Oatmeal?
No, yeah, I agree, man. I agree with you. But there's like some, it's...
marshmallow.
I cannot, no.
No.
It almost has a marshmallow to it.
I mean, I'm not saying there isn't, but just that's not what I'm thinking.
Fig.
It's not like a food...
Nutella.
Like thing. It's like a physical...
It's Nutella, I'm telling you.
Wow. That's good.
Chocolate though. And peanut butter.
That is interesting stuff. Interesting stuff.
Candy corn.
Some. Whoa. That kind of. No, that kind of does.
There's booze. I'm going to say there's booze, chocolate, vanilla, maybe some. Vanilla and marshmallow in this case, I think, can be confused.
I don't know, man. That is one of the more interesting beers I've ever had. I'll say that. Well, some things to look out for: Fat Tire and Fat Tire. Before Sierra Nevada introduces their beer cap variety pack, Fat Tire's apparently getting out their collaboration pack.
Fucking game changer!
Oh,
the fatty pack.
The fatty pack. So look out for that. All right. They teamed up with people too. It's like Fat Tire's anniversary of like the 80th anniversary. 20, of Fat Tire.
25th.
80th. 25th.
Don't be a dick unless you are a dick.
that's probably the middle. But yeah, that's gonna be cool. I'm gonna have to have that. We're gonna need to have that on the show. All of them. All of them. We'll have the beer cap and the Fat Tire and Friends collab 12 pack. They'll battle out to see who wins death match. Going around right now, I'm seeing a lot on the internet, interwebs. Modern Times is Hulumulu. Hulumulu.
Hulumulu.
Are you okay, Mike?
I'm assuming that's some sort of
words.
Magical Hawaiian island. Hulumulu. They're double IPA, 10%. I see a lot of that going around. The studio dog Jovi needs to get out.
He's going crazy.
I have some more, but any beers you guys are looking out for?
I want that fatty pack. That's all I'm looking out for. Well, I mean, and all the new Modern Times beers, but nobody wants to hear me talk about that.
Big wig. I am looking out for. Well, let's keep talking about Cellar Maker while we're at it. Reference to earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Also, name of the episode: Cellar Maker's Dank Williams. Playoff Hank Williams.
Yeah, nice.
Double IPA.
That is a solid name.
It's even got a little cowboy.
Just
on
when you think all the names have been chosen, yeah. Somebody calls a beer Dank Williams.
Dank Williams.
Is it the third?
There you go.
First, second, or third?
Yeah, first, second, or third.
Oh, this is first. this is Dank the first.
So Podunk Dank.
How about that Bernie Weiss?
Like Weekend at Bernie?
No. our future president, Bernie.
Oh.
A brewery called Zero Gravity in Vermont made a Bernie.
Oh, nice.
Bernie beer. It's called Bernie Weiss. Bernie it's a Weiss. Berliner Weiss. It's only a 3.2%.
Oh.
It's almost not beer.
As weak as his polling.
Oh. There's a new batch of Citraholic from Beechwood going around.
Yeah.
We don't have it, obviously. I'd like to taste that because the last batch before that, I had it, and it was not up to Citraholic standards as far as I'm concerned. So, but looking at the Untappd reviews, it looks like it's back. Back could be an awesome. Bear Republic and Coronado did a collab, a rye IPA bearded brewer called Merbear.
Merbear?
7.5%.
Half rye mermaid, IPA. Half bear?
Yep. Merbear.
Oh my God.
It's a merbear, bro.
That's the second most mythical creature in the world.
So that's something to look out for. Where the fuck is Fresno's shipment of Luponic? Firestone. Where the fuck is it?
So it's not just me.
Everywhere except Fresno. And we are like the number one city to get Firestone outside of Paso Robles.
Damn.
And somehow we have not had the Luponic distortion hit town yet.
So the truck went to Bakersfield instead of Fresno?
Apparently.
It hung right at the fork?
And they're like, no, just go south.
You know, this is ridiculous.
Next show, we better have had Luponic distortion. come on, Firestone. You're pissing me off at this point. I don't know who I blame. I don't want to start a shit.
So I went looking for it, but I didn't realize it was in six packs. Or no, four packs, right?
No, I think it's six packs.
Is it six
packs? Yeah, I've seen six packs.
I was looking for a bomber.
Cans and bottles.
So I cannot say if I've actually seen it yet or not.
No, I've not.
I've seen it.
At the time of us recording, it has not hit Fresno, and it's pissing me off.
Whole Foods does not
have it. Pissing me off real good. Tap It Brewing, San Luis Obispo.
Top It.
They have a triple out called three in bottles, bombers, three on the tree. 11% triple IPA, 120 IBUs.
Nice.
It's getting a lot of really good reviews. All the reviews I was seeing on Untappd are above four. That's pretty hard to do on Untappd. So and I think we could probably get that. It's a Tap It. We get pretty much all the Tap It stuff here. So I'm thinking we can get that.
I've actually driven a three on the tree.
I saw one beer from Pipeworks. Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here.
Oh, my God.
A milk stout, golden milk stout. And it's got the brewer. The brewer on the label, it's got the brewer in a Big Lebowski outfit, basically. So we need that.
We at least need that label.
Beer with friends. I know you should not send us any beer, by the way, beer with friends. We still owe you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just Much also, opening day for baseball is coming here in a couple weeks.
April 15th.
Yeah.
No, it's earlier than that.
So the Fresno Grizzlies?
Well, you're talking about Fresno Grizzlies. Yeah, the minor leagues start a little later.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about the PLC champions. Oh,
the greatest baseball team of all time.
PCL champions. Sorry,
Pacific Fresno Coast Grizzlies. And this is a national, for us baseball geeks, it's a national holiday when it's opening day, and I already got the time off from work.
Whoa, that's big time.
And this is a school day, so hopefully my daughter won't have to stay home or get sick. So hope I'm rolling the dice that my wife has to go to work, my daughter will have to go to school, and I will have the whole day to watch baseball and drink beer.
Naked in his pool.
And so I'm looking, yeah, it's not going to be warm enough yet.
No pants day.
The I'm looking for a beer to choose my morning beer, my breakfast beer for this day, because it starts at 10 a.m. at the latest. I might even start at 9. Like, baseball just starts, and it's just all day, baseball all day. It's just the best thing ever for a baseball geek. And so I'm going to have to drink all day. But
you're going to have a 50-pound bag of sunflower seeds and an ice chest of beer, right?
There you go. And a bucket for my seed spitting, and I'm good, and a bucket for peeing, because I'm not going to want to get up.
Whoa.
And there you go. That's a day, man.
That's a day.
Best day ever right there. So I'm looking out for some beers.
You're looking for Recos, huh?
To be able to last the whole day. And I may have to pick up my kid at 2:30. So, you know, I got to be somewhat sober, I guess. So, I don't know.
Can you just send an Uber?
Just show up. Yeah. Just try get an Uber to go pick up your kid at school.
Can't you just get the baseball helmet with the dual can holders?
Yeah, just show up with there, just standing there. Yeah, just waiting like you guys.
Except I brought beer. Except I brought beer.
Don't be jealous. They'll have an administrator come out. You know what, sir? We didn't think we had to say this, but we're not. Alcohol is not allowed on this elementary school's campus.
What? Whoa, don't be jealous.
What? What the fuck, bro? Why are you a hater? Why are you a hater?
I'm outside the fence.
I'm a beer geek. Okay, why you gotta hate?
It's all right. This is indie beer.
This is okay. It's indie beer.
It's all right.
Oh, I get it. You don't like macro beer. I'm with you, bro. This is indie beer. The kids will love it. They'll get a good lesson from it. Local, drink local. So yeah. All right. Anything more you want to look out for? Anything more before cheers? You guys, you bros. You bros.
That's all I got.
You guys are bros in life and bros in blood. You guys are all bros.
Wow, bro.
I just broed you away.
Deep.
And an event to look out for, the Fresyes Fest. Peter Brewer, can you tell us more about the Fresyes Fest? It's going to be cool. Drink beer.
We are closing a section of Fulton Street.
Oh, what? I didn't know this.
We're working to have 12 to 16 food trucks / vendors.
Whoa.
We're pushing to have 12 art and or other miscellaneous vendors.
Ooh, other. I love other vendors.
We have 4 bands. Macrame. We're working on a DJ.
Holy shit.
The main bar will have 22 beers on draft. The second bar will have 18 on draft. And then there will probably be in 2 auxiliary bars with at least 2 to 4 beers.
Holy shit.
And then the 2 beers I know that are confirmed. We've joked about this before, but we have Mexican chocolate and churro beer.
What? You guys are going to have a churro beer?
Churro beer.
So. Oh my God! Man. I have to have
there is,
as long as it's not $7 like at Disneyland.
There is yes, it actually will be.
Actually, it'll be $7.
Damn it!
There will be campaign announcements. There will be looking out for announcements. There will be all kinds of bombs dropped, but it'll be a real cool epicenter of excitement happening that day.
So, yeah, for your perfect pour meetup, a Fresyes Fest, we're all going to be there in some capacity. I mean, Bearded Brewer won't be able to talk to you because it'll be working, but we'll all be there. So what's the date? Did I miss
March
that
26th,
too?
Saturday,
Did I
March
not
26th.
Listen to that too? Saturday, March 26th.
Noon to 11
downtown
p.m.
Downtown Fresno. Not on the Fulton Mall, off of Fulton Street.
Ooh. Listen for the jackhammers.
Yeah, do you guys have to quiet the jackhammers on Fulton Street? Well, is that going to be an issue?
Please muffle your jackhammers.
Actually, yeah. So the first part of the Fulton Mall that they're redoing is from Inyo to Tulare, so which is the closest to us.
Idea. Is that where the groundbreaking is going to be?
The groundbreaking is happening north. In front of Peeves on Merced. But the first section completed is Inyo to Tulare. And there was a parking lot across the street from us that was sold to a development. Yeah. That's actually going to be this. That's going to be this.
That looks so fucking rad.
They're going to have a storage lot for American Paving there. So we'll be next to the loud equipment. Gotcha. As well as, yeah, we'll hear the hammers.
You're going to hear it all, bro.
It's just
you can watch the foot mall die from the beer garden.
But if I could have it anyway, I just hope it's, you know, the music video for Satisfaction. I just hope it's a bunch of chicks with jackhammers and there's just that robotic song playing. Be my satisfaction. If that's happening across the street all day, that'd be cool.
It'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be happy.
Man, Fres Yes Fest, guys. Go do it. We'll all be there, maybe, do it. Hopefully.
Do it, do it.
Cheers to Kelly. We already heard from Kelly for her blog post,
mm-hmm.
and having to deal with the indie beer haters.
Man,
I you know, it's one thing when we have to deal with it, or 3B Zine has to deal with it, or SC Beer Talk has to deal with it, because you know that's just part of the. But when our listeners have to deal with it,
yeah,
that's just not cool. I do not like that. Leave our listeners alone. If you want to hate us, bring it to us. Leave our listeners alone.
How bored are you?
Yeah, really. Like, how trolly can you be? Florida Steve for the beer.
Mm-hmm.
Wolf, Linderman, Tom Heath, everybody, our patrons, patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to support the show, or just look at the show notes or perfectpourpod.com. You'll see links to go to our Patreon. If you want to support the show, $5 or more a month, you get to listen to the tailgate every week of, and last week it was kind of cool. It was something a little different because, we interviewed Derek from Abnormal, and if you had the tailgate, you kind of heard everything leading up, like us just like figuring out, it was sort of like the complete version of it where you kind of heard everything leading up to it and everything we talked about after, because we did talk to Derek a little bit after that too. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff you can get if you want to be a patron or just to help us out, bro. Because we all need, you got any cheers you guys want to give? No.
Cheers to people?
Cheers, yeah. People. Like, chew your legitimate beer. People.
Chew your beer, because he's all about beer. Then I got my newest... He's a good
cook. I want to get some blog posts together with chew your beer cooking.
Yeah.
Some recipes. Oh. Post some of chew your beer's chew recipes your beer, on our blog. Chew your
beer recipe. Then there's my newest untapped friend, Mr. Muchacho.
Mr. Muchacho. He's not my friend. That's not cool.
I don't have that friend.
And then the homebrew competition we had at Tioga this last weekend, Jeff D10 introduced himself to me.
Jeff D10.
Pretty cool dude. And then fucking cheers to the Fresnin. They might be making a comeback.
Who's that?
They added me on Instagram.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
They sound like dicks.
Yeah, Dex.
He said he is getting idle hands. So he might start blogging again.
Oh my gosh!
2016 blogs are coming back.
Blogs are a thing again.
The blog reunion tour.
Blog union.
Bloggers.
Any cheers, Nick?
Cheers to all of our new Instagrammers. We have hit the 2,000.
We passed 2,000.
Mark.
At Perfect Pour Pod on Instagram and Twitter and all the things. And we're thinking about Snapchat, but, you know.
That's all you guys. I don't need that shit.
Trench Run 22.
Cheers
look
to
for summer pool pics.
Summer pool dick pics.
Yeah.
That's cheers to bad. Snow Brian. And BHMF 109.
All right.
Big hammer motherfucker. I just made that up.
That's, if that's not what he meant, then that's what it is.
He screwed up.
Yeah. He's not doing it right. So, man, this is a great, we had a lot of great beers this week.
Holy moly.
Oh my gosh. This is,
holy moly.
Love it when everybody sends us beer.
Holy moly should be.
We had East Coast beer. Yeah, we have New York beer, we have Florida beer, we had California beer, and Fresno beer. and all of it was indie.
All of it.
So it's all perfectly legal and on the up and up.
I was really enjoying that statement till that last
until sentence. The last thing. Matt loves indie beer talk. He just loves God it.
Damn it.
Watch for the new show from Matt. All indie beer talk.
He's branching out.
Yep.
Spinoff series.
That's it. I'm starting my own podcast on the futon.
Futon cast. Oh, a podcast all futon about futons. Talk.
Oh,
futon. Man, that, I'm listening to that, dude.
How to be uncomfortable in multiple positions. Oh, find out later.
There's a lot of. I'm already dreaming all these segments for futon talk.
Futon talk. That's the name of
welcome
it.
Welcome to futon talk.
Futon talk.
I'm your host, Bearded Futon.
Coming to you futon, live 87. From Futon 55.
Where do you buy a futon? Nobody ever buys a futon.
You're always giving them.
there's like one futon. That, it's like a fruitcake. It just floats around. Everyone just gives it to you. Like, here, take my futon. Oh, shit. Like, when you first get it, you're like, oh, yeah, new futon.
Oh, it's coming handy.
Dude gave this futon to me. And then after a while, you're just like, this futon's really
I've only ever ass. Known one guy that literally legitimately gave up his bed to get a futon. And I'm I've never been quite sure if he's ever human.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't alive after that. Wow. All right. Well, enjoy your futon this week. Enjoy your beer. Be safe out there. Enjoy your craft beer. Let us know what's going on if you get lonely. Check into Dorktown. Dorktown's going to hit 200 episodes. That's a thing, right?
That's a thing.
It'll take almost 11 years to get 200 episodes. That's really clocking them in. Yeah. So, perfect4pod.com. Have a great week in beer. Thanks for listening. Sunburns. Play music that soothes the beard beast.
Beard beast. Beards of Avalon.